Despite the heartfelt protests of Laocoon and the unheeded predictions of Cassandra, the Trojans had brought the trap hidden within the wooden horse inside the walls of Troy, and now proud Ilium was in flames. Aeneas, put on his guard by the shade of Hector and protected by his mother Venus, was able to reach safety with his father Anchises and son Ascanius, also known as Julus, taking with him the sacred ornaments and the penates. The ghost of his wife Creusa, who had perished during the sack of the city, showed him the goal of his exile, the land of the sunset where the tawny Tiber flows. Beneath the peaks of Mount Ida in Phrygia, Aeneas built a fleet of 20 ships with which he set sail from Antandrus along with his people.